UK mulls sanctioning countries refusing to take back criminal migrants. By Peter Cattell on July 6, 2022. Countries that fail to take back their criminal migrants and failed asylum seekers could end up being sanctioned by the UK government according to new plans. Home Office head Hancho Priti Patel is reportedly planning to introduce a new system that would involve sanctioning foreign countries that refuse to take back criminal migrants and failed asylum seekers who originate from their state. Relying on powers established by the Nationality and Borders Act, the move will be one of the latest attempts to curb illegal immigration at a time when the UK is letting in record numbers of legal migrants, many of whom are coming from non-EU states. According to a report by The Times, Patel's plan reportedly revolves around setting up a league table of countries that would rank them from best to worst in regards to how easy it is for Britain to repatriate criminal migrants, as well as failed asylum seekers. Countries that reportedly end up at the bottom of that table would be opened up to the possibility of sanction, with a publication listing visa delays, surcharges, or even outright bans as possible penalties that could face legal migrants coming from the targeted nation. If countries are falling down the list, they will face sanctions, one source from inside the government reportedly told the newspaper, though it is noted that the table itself will likely never be made public. While the UK government continues to act tough when it comes to dealing with illegal immigration, state authorities post-Brexit have meanwhile dramatically liberalised the country's immigration rules, allowing even more people from non-EU states to arrive in Britain. This has resulted in a record number of non-EU migrants entering Britain in 2021, despite the fact that much of the Brexit vote in the first place surrounded the issue of taking back control of the country's borders. We are seeing the opposite of what the government promised in 2019, Migration Watch's Alp Mehmet commented on the matter earlier this year. Immigration is now running out of control as longer-term entries skyrocket, he continued, saying that voters had been duped by those in power. To make matters even worse, even with the various new measures designed to curb illegal immigration, the so-called Conservative Party government appears to be failing to get a grip on the tens of thousands of illegals landing in the country every year. Even a plan involving removing individuals who enter the country illegally to Rwanda in order to allow would-be refugees to claim asylum there has gone awry, with a European Court of Human Rights ruling last month effectively grounding the scheme's very first relocation flight. While the government is now reportedly planning a second flight to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, it remains unclear as to why exactly the next planned flight will not meet a similar fate as the previous, though officials have reportedly asked the ECHR to reconsider their interim ruling that had prevented the previous flight from taking off. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.